From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Liam Elder Connors. Senator Patrick Leahy says he's concerned the Trump administration is planning to fire special counsel Robert Mueller. That's because the president yesterday afternoon forced the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and named Matthew Whitaker as the acting attorney general. Leahy says Whitaker should recuse himself from overseeing the Mueller probe because he's made comments critical of the investigation. And Leahy says firing Mueller could constitute an impeachable offense on the part of the president.
If it came out that it was done to obstruct justice, to hide criminal activity, of course it would be an impeachable offense. It was so smack of cover-up.
Senator Bernie Sanders is also concerned about the future of the Mueller investigation. He wants the Senate to pass bipartisan legislation that would protect the probe from any interference by the White House. New research suggests pay-as-you-throw trash programs can sharply reduce the generation of solid waste. From the New England News Collaborative, New Hampshire Public Radio's Annie Ropeek has more on the study from UNH.
Roughly one in five New Hampshire towns and cities use pay-as-you-throw. Usually, that means they only collect trash that's put in official municipal trash bags, which residents have to buy for a dollar or two apiece. UNH environmental economist John Halstead and his team found homes in towns with the program threw away an average of half as much trash as those without. Halstead says it's more evidence that pay-as-you-throw works in the right circumstances.
You don't subsidize. You make people pay for what they produce, and you make them see the cost of what they're producing, and then they decide, is it worth it to me to just buy more bags, or should I cut back? And so they change their behavior accordingly.
He says he plans to explore the correlation between pay-as-you-throw and increased recycling in future research. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.
Montreal-based Bombardier will lay off 5,000 workers, including about 2,500 in Quebec. That's according to the Montreal Gazette. The transportation manufacturer will also sell off one of its series of aircrafts and its flight training division. Bombardier has a presence in the U.S., including a railcar plant in Plattsburgh. It's unclear if the company will lay off workers outside of Canada. And fire officials say six Brattleboro residents have been treated for mild carbon monoxide poisoning after a boiler malfunctioned in an apartment building. The Brattleboro Fire Department responded to the building last night after a tenant reported a carbon monoxide detector in the basement going off. Taking a look now at the Eye on the Sky forecast for the VPR listening region, some clouds and isolated rain or mountain snow shower in the north. Temperatures today in the mid to upper 40s in the southeast and otherwise low to mid 40s. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.